This is a poem about myself also, but not the same kind of poem. I was listening to television one morning, and someone was talking, and they were talking about witches. And they said something about being born with 12 fingers. Well, I was born with 12 fingers, and I've always regretted very much that they were cut off. I think it would be really great to have 12 fingers when everybody else just has 10. My mother was born with 12 fingers, and so was my daughter, my oldest daughter. Well, I promised myself that she would have her fingers. But you know, when you, at that time anyway, when you had a child, they drug you, right? They put you under. And when I woke up, they had taken my daughter's fingers. But they didn't really. This poem is about that. I was born with 12 fingers, like my mother and my daughter. All of us born wearing strange black gloves, extra baby fingers hanging over the sides of our cribs and dipping into the milk. Somebody was afraid we would learn to cast spells, and our wonders were cut off. But they didn't understand the powerful memory of ghosts. Now, we take what we want, but with invisible fingers, and we connect my dead mother, my live daughter, and me through our terrible, shadowy hands.